Money and politics. New reports today show that Democratic presidential candidate Howard Dean more than doubled his nearest rival in fundraising over the last 3 months, $15 million. Massachusetts Senator John Kerry, second in the money contest, raised $7 million. Before the Dems celebrate too wildly, President Bush has raised more than $80 million for his reelection and has a target of $200 million. The gap between what Mr. Bush has and what any Democrat can hope for under the federal campaign funding guidelines has Governor Dean rethinking his strategy. He may become the first ever Democrat to reject the matching fund system. Day to Day's Mike Pesca reports.
Any candidate who already raises money well can get up to $22 million in matching funds for free. But the free money comes at a price. If you take it, you have to agree not to spend more than $44 million through the Democratic convention in July. Whoever the Democratic frontrunner will be can look forward to 7 months of the shock and awe of Bush campaign ads. Joe Trippi is Howard Dean's campaign manager.
To have George Bush and the way he's raising his money be able to outspend a Democrat by a factor of 5 to 1 doesn't bode well for winning a general election against him.
Even though the Federal Elections Commission rules were designed to promote political involvement, Trippi says that sticking to a $44 million spending cap would have the opposite effect.
We would be forced to stop the great grassroots campaign of the modern era.
The campaign he refers to is, of course, Dean's own. Trippi cites an average second quarter individual donation of $88, lower than any of Dean's rivals. And he says that last quarter's average donation was even lower than that. Lots of people giving little bits of money. Or at least that's one of the arguments he'll use should he decide not to take the matching funds and blow through the spending cap. Paul Sanford of the Center for Responsive Politics says the Dean campaign doesn't have to rush into a decision.
When they have to decide is, you know, sometime in December, I think, is a practical matter, because, of course, they don't get any of the public funds until January 1st. So, they have every incentive to continue raising money.
But Trippi admits that even though he doesn't have to announce his decision until the new year, he'll hit the $44 million ceiling before that.
Somewhere in the next 30 to 60 days, we'd probably be in the situation in which, with what we've raised and what the matching funds would add up to, would put us in a position where we would have raised everything allowable if we accepted the matching funds.
If the Dean campaign decides against matching funds, they will be called upon to counter the collective eyebrow raise among voters who say, isn't Dean supposed to be the grassroots guy? Why is he turning down what was supposed to be the grassroots election system? Trippi doesn't fear criticism from the Republicans, who have already opted out of matching funds. He expects to hear the Democrats who can't exceed the spending cap criticize the first Democrat who can. He hopes Dean is that Democrat.
It's clear what I'd like to do. I mean, I would love to be competitive with George Bush, but that's also going to mean a commitment among hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of Americans to continue to fund this grassroots campaign. We need to make sure that that's possible.
The Dean campaign has always told potential donors that they'd be helping him make history. In a few weeks, the next $50 pledge to hit the Dean for President internet server might make history. It might be the one that convinces the self-styled grassroots governor to make the historic decision to turn his back on public funding. For Day to Day, I'm Mike Pesca.
Day to Day is a production of NPR News and Slate.com. I'm Alex Chadwick.